Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. People, a long trip on a train is a pleasure, but to Cy and Elmer, it's something else. Riding the Chicago Limited on the trail of bank robbers who have supposedly left Punkinville for Chicago, the correspondent school detectives have had trouble in the dining car, trouble trying to get to bed in their respective berths, and now to add to the confusion, Elmer has discovered that their porter has been changed, and the man in charge of their car is now a white man covered with burnt cork. We find Cy and Elmer both trying to sleep in lower 13.
And I'm telling you, Cy Perkins, that we're mixed up in a bigger, mysterious going on than we got any idea.
Yeah, but Elmer, what would a feller be a blacking himself up and playing like he was our porter for?
By anybody as simple as you are ain't got no business trying to be a detective know-how.
Yeah?
The chances is that fella is doing some crooked work on his train. Yes, sir. And we got to find out what did.
Yeah, but we got one mystery on our hands right now, Elmer. We got to follow them bank robbers to Chicago.
Why, Cy, we can detect two mysteries just as easy as one. Every bit as easy. And this porter fella can't get away from us on the train.
I wouldn't be too sure about that, Elmer. Anything can happen on this train.
Yeah, anything but sleeping and eating.
Yeah.
If we was going to New York, Cy, we'd starve to death before we got there.
Well, I can't sleep nohow, with all this danger and trouble all around me.
Yeah, I can't seem to do no good at it either, Cy. Not a darn bit. Well, turn on that light and we'll just sit here in this funny bed and figure things out.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Will you two please make up your minds what you're going to do so the rest of us can sleep?
Cy, man, negotiating. What was that?
Huh? Sounded like some feller telling us to keep quiet.
Feller nothing. Sounded like a gal to me. Wonder what it was.
Well, you find out what it was if I have to come right down there and slap your faces.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a feller, all right, Cy. Yeah, but I'll bet he's just a sissy. Let's get up and go to the smoking place to talk so those people won't be bothering us all the time.
Well, I don't feel like getting dressed again, Elmer.
Well, you ain't but half undressed anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Just put your coat on over them red flannels and your shoes without tying them and come on, we go.
What a life a detective has got. Thank you, Elmer.
Well, we
got
to do our duty, Cy. Remember that. Maybe we get a big reward if we catch them fish.
Yeah, maybe, if we catch them.
Cy, will you quit a whining and crying?
Mm.
Come on now, come on and get going and stand up here for the end of the car.
Yeah.
Hold steady now, Cy, hold steady. Don't be hanging on them curtains, you're going to tear somebody's bedroom down.
Yeah.
Then he'll tear you down.
Elmer, don't always be a-threatening me. My misery just won't stand it.
Hush up, will you? Hush up and get around this corner here.
Yeah.
Cy. Did you hear something, eh?
Yeah, I kind of thought I did, but maybe it was only my heart a-beating. I feel kind of like...
Never mind how you feel, will you?
Huh?
Keep quiet, will you? Listen again. I know I heard something. Don't belong being heard.
Yeah, I heard it that time all right, Elmer.
Didn't you?
Yeah, but where did it come from?
That's what we got to find out, Cy. Listen again now. There it is, Cy. There it is. That noise is coming right out from behind that there little door there.
Yeah, but what's you making the noise, Elmer?
Well, sweet singers of sad songs. How am I supposed to know? Hold steady. Now we'll find out. Cy, this door's locked.
Yeah.
Locked. But there's something going on in there. We got to find out what it is.
What kind of a place is behind that door?
Seems to me like that's where the porter was getting them bedclothes when he fixed up our bed.
Yeah?
Reckon it's kind of a little closet.
We can't open it without no key, can we?
Well, what in the name of boy get out is the matter with you fellas? First the porter comes running out of this car, like a snake getting out of Ireland, And then the other passengers start complaining about the night.
There's been some trouble in this car.
Yes, and we've been trying to kind of straighten it out, you know. Just now, we heard a funny noise coming out of this door here. Our porter ain't our porter, and this door is locked, and he's a white fella with black on him.
We're detectives after two murder and bank robbers on this train in Chicago from Huntingville.
Now, hold on to that, will you? Hold on. Somebody's crazy here. And I was all right a minute ago, so it must be you.
There you are. Here it is again.
Yes. Fella don't have to be very crazy to hear that now, does he?
Yeah, that's what we've been hearing all the time. But it's Mark.
Well, I did hear something then, and... Well, if you're right, I'll take back all I said about you being crazy, even if you are.
Huh?
I got the key to that locker, and we'll be after finding out what's the matter right now.
There you are, Mr. Brakeman. Just look at that.
Sigh, that's our porter. That's our regular porter. Tied up on the floor with something in his mouth.
Yeah. Now who's crazy, Mr. Brakeman?
Well, it looks like it's me.
It is you.
Then come on, give me a hand here. Give me a hand till we get this lad out of here. Come on.
All right.
Well, hurry up now. Well, help me, will you? Don't be so rough with him out there.
Easy now. And he don't look hurt bad, Emmett.
Yeah, he looks pretty mad, though, don't he? My goodness, will you get that handkerchief out of his mouth?
Yeah, and I'll take these ropes off of him.
Come on, now, you boys work on that fella. I'm going up in the front end and see if I can find that other porter that ran past me. I'll be right back now.
Yeah, this is a fine howdy-do, ain't it, Emmett?
Si, don't talk so much and get this fella untied.
Well, he's untied right now. How are you feeling, Porter?
I feel so good, gentlemen. Those are not so good.
Yeah?
I've been treated mighty careless like by the porter from one of them other cars.
That fella wasn't no porter at all.
You bet your life he wasn't. He was a white fella, old blacked up.
Yeah.
And he slung in here and took your white coat and cap to wear. That's what he done, ain't it?
Yeah, and we seen him good, and his black rubs off.
You know, I knew there was something funny about that porter. He never talked to me at all, no sir. And I don't remember seeing him on a train or even on this run before.
Yeah, you hear that, Emmy?
Yeah, well, what was he doing on here anyway? I never done nothing to get tied up about.
Well, we got an idea. He's a crook, and we are detectives.
Yes, sir. You betcha. Best detectives in Pumpkin County.
Yeah?
And we're already following two crooks on the train headed this way.
Yeah, crooks comes in bunches for me and Emmy.
Well, there's no sign to the porter up ahead, but I got little news anyway. How are you feeling, Porter?
He's all right now, I reckon.
Yeah. The boss, I'll do all right now. I'm going to see that everything's all right in my car.
Yeah, go ahead, Porter. Go right ahead.
Yeah, look here. We got something to talk about with this here Mr. Brakeman here. What was you going to say about getting a little news up in the front car?
You can just tell me and Elmer anything that you want to. We're detectives.
Oh, detectives, you say? Well, that may be so, but you sure got on good disguises if you are.
Hey, we ain't got on no disguises.
No, sir. Dad, Bernie, this our regular faces.
Yeah. Here's my star and my gun.
So it is. Well, I never seen no detectives just like you. But I guess it's all right.
You bet it.
Yeah, now here's what I seen in the car ahead. Or I should say in the smoker, two cars ahead.
Yeah?
There's a fella riding up there that ain't got no ticket. And we're going to put him off at the next town.
Yeah, that's all that got to do with that.
Seems like we just got here time, si. Yes, sir. Even this railroad don't know how to throw fellas off the train without our help then.
Yeah.
Say, do you want me and Si to put him off for you, huh?
Yeah, we can do it all right. We knows our throwing off of trains.
Now, wait a minute. Who put a nickel in you? You're detectives, all right. You wouldn't be talking all the time. Somebody else is trying to tell a story. Now, if you'll pin your ears back and keep your whiskers out of your eyes, I'll tell you something.
Yeah? We won't say nothing.
Now, this fella in the car up in front has no ticket, which is something nothing new on train.
Yeah.
But after what you told me about a white man being blacked up and impersonating the porter,
yeah,
I took a good close look at him. And he's got black rings around his eyes.
Yeah.
And he's got black on his collar.
Yeah.
And even if I'm not...
Now,
if that's any good to you, do what you like about it. I'm going through the rest of the train, every car.
Yeah.
And don't arrest nobody without telling the conductor what your business is.
Yeah. There's something for you, Andy.
Yes, plenty for me. We're going in right now and take a good look at that fella before he changes color again.
Yeah, what if he remembers us?
By ginger, that's right, sir. Who helped you think of that?
Nobody, Andy. I thought of it all by myself.
Yeah, he must be getting smarter, sir.
Yeah.
Yep, we can't let that fella see us now. But we can go in and sneak a look at him from the end of the car. Well, come on, get it going.
Always a going someplace, and we ain't half dressed.
Hey, you don't have to be dressed looking at a fella, do you?
No.
Come on now, come on. We got to go through another snooping car before we get to the smoker. So keep quiet now. Come on, get it going.
Hey, Emmett, This car is just like ours, ain't it?
Hush up, will you? Get on to this car. Hurry, we got to get to that smoke.
Smoker?
Certainly.
No, I can't stand no smoke, Elmer. You know it always makes me sick.
Gotta stand it, that's all.
Well, I can't stand it. Makes me sick, Elmer.
Well, you don't have to smoke, do you?
Oh.
You stand being in there a little bit. Come on, keep moving. And quit hitting them curtains on folks' beds, Si, will you?
What's the matter?
You gotta cut that out. Some girl's gonna reach it out and slap you down.
Oh, well, I'm just trying to keep from falling.
Well, if you gotta keep from falling, grab onto something substantial. Don't be grabbing curtains. They won't hold you.
Uh-huh.
What's more, you'll fall harder if you get slapped down, too.
Yeah,
come on, now, get out the end there and leave me the next car. Come on.
All right.
Now, you just stop right by the door, dear. Then we'll see if we can figure out who the feller is, you hear?
Elmer.
What?
That feller with his back to us looks kinda like I'd seen him before.
Certainly does. And look, Sire. His neck ain't none too clean either, is it?
No, you bet it ain't, Elmer.
Yes, sir.
Mighty nigh as dirty as yours.
What's that?
Yeah, you heard me. Say, Elmer.
What?
This train is going slower.
Yes, sir.
I bet she's going to stop.
Well, if it does, we'll follow that finger down the steps and see where he goes.
Yeah?
Look, Si, he's getting up now. Look out, he's turned around.
Yeah?
Look, Si, look. That's the crook that robbed the Pumpkinville Bank. He was blacked up like the porter. The train's stopping, Si. The train's stopping, and we're getting off here, too.
And so, without even knowing what town they're pulling into, the detectives prepare to leave the train and follow the supposed criminal. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Si and Elmer over this station.